yeah.
Basically, we're going to try to see the issues that the labs are supposed to taken a look and been discussed in different meetings in the national board and in our board meetings and previous meeting in the lab. So I also include this item here, the 50% diversity requirement of whatever we decide to do that should be discussed. Yeah, I don't know if I keep that, but I don't see it here.
You're on the agenda?
Yeah.
Is this the agenda?
No.
I handed out an agenda. There's two pages after it.
Yeah.
Which lists seven items.
Oh, that's what this is. Okay.
Seven items listed in the agenda. Are spelled out in more detail.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Let me just correct that. Basically, the two pages with the expanded seven items gives what I call positions that were voted by IPMB straw polls and/or a lab chair's thought would pass. The latter information is based on stuff from various sources.
Right. Well, we were referring, what I was thinking to, just to add that some of it here. Also, one of the things that it was come out in the last meeting, I think, is brought by KPFA, which is the associate, which is they have an associate station that they should have a board, a local board member from the associate. So that's something that also needs to be approved by three labs out of five. But we should take a look to that. I mean, I don't think this is a big issue, since no other labs have that situation except KPFA, but in the future, I don't know, that could be something that WBAI may face or any other radio station. So that we will vote on that too. I mean, not necessarily we need to support that, but yes, that other lab present that to be part of the election mechanism or whatever, the title, whatever we put in there. And also, if there's any issues that are missing here that we should include it. So I don't know if I can go over, but I think that we covered that by number of local station board members, money of election of local station board members, grant parenting caring lab members in the first election, numbers of directors on the national board, manner of election of national board directors, nomination and election of a station board representative directors, nomination or election of a large director. I don't see either here the lab, the staff being in the national board. I think it's also in here, so that we should include it here, or we have to decide on that.
How to staff the national board.
So which leads to my lab. So clearly it's a proposed agenda.
Right.
No, it's a question.
Our lab votes for the staff to have the right to be a national board member. So which is something that was already discussed and passed a resolution. So I don't even know if people want to vote that again or revisit that issue, but I thought it was not too controversial.
Okay.
On that issue. So is that people understand that issue? That we already voted on that. And then us and the staff to have the right to be an national board member.
Yes.
Okay? Right. The only question that I would have, but I recognize this is the agenda piece, so we wouldn't keep it in the agenda if it's not an issue. But the question I have is our vote, the position that we took, which, you know, I think many of the people support, is that position consistent with the present views first of the other labs, and is it consistent with the present proposals coming out of the IPMB?
I think they got a little support among other labs. I think there's already three labs supporting it. And with us, we'll make four labs.
Is that formal? Is that exactly what
you mean? So that's something we can confirm in the interim.
So it's basically got a little support.
Okay.
I must point out that on the national board, there was a vote taken
So that's the second part.
And it did not make it.
It did not make
at
it?
At least, let me clarify that. There was a restriction that staff members who have access, who have air access, not be permitted to.
To the air, but that's another issue.
Only.
That's another issue in terms of the people who have shows and things like that.
That's the agenda item that, you know, I'm actually talking about. That's what we voted
on.
That's
one,
what we voted on.
Oh, the
we voted not only that staff, but also on-air
staff. On-air staff.
Yeah, because that issue is presented.
That issue, I've done it right now. That's one of the other ones before, but we can present it. I mean, we can present that issue.
I have a question. For everybody's edification, are we going to go over each item? Are we going to go over? Maybe you can do that since you compile the documentation. What position was taken by the national board, and then at least the consensus meeting that took place the other day. You know, so we will know at least if we're not completely wild.
Have we got an agenda? So could you just go through the agenda?
Yeah, 1 second.
Is there a written agenda?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to, because we make some issues here.
It's not complete.
Murder. So it's people clear that if we revisit that issue, we would. So the reason I wrote intended that the national board National board members from the staff, for people on the air, didn't pass the national board.
Right. The straw poll at the national board, the interim board, was that if staff people go to the national board, that they would be asked to give up their air time. That was that's not my position, but that was what they had.
And we both in favor of the position to, you know, the staff. We just say staff didn't miss, so we didn't specify that. But
well, we can, look, Miguel, I'm sure we can do it over again. I'm no doubt the result will be the same. But I'm positive that what this board voted on was to allow on-air staff to be a part of the national board. It is incredible that Pacifica, again,
can we just finish with this one and then you address when we got into the point?
Great.
We haven't approved the agenda yet.
Yeah.
But the item isn't the agenda.
Yeah, but I do want you to be, at least, to be in record that my understanding is that at the last meeting, this board approved the resolution saying that paid staff, on-air staff, should be allowed to sit on the national board without relinquishing that
their air time. Okay. Just to clarify my notes, if you look at the notes that I put on there, I left out the words on air, but that was in the resolution.
Abstain.
The words on air are in the resolution. If you just add that to where I wrote down on the bottom of the second page where it says Mimi asked the lab to vote against any prohibition on-air staff members serving on national local boards, and 9 voted to oppose any prohibition on-air staff members serving on local and national boards.
All right?
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
But that's what we voted on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't argue about that.
Right. My notes are just
absolutely
not accurate.
Not.
Mm-hmm. That was the vote.
Okay. Is any item that we mentioned here? Let me go over just so we can put the order on that. But it will be number of local station board members, manual election of the local station board members, grandparenting, caring lab members on the first election, numbers of directors on the national board, manual election of national board of directors, nomination of election of station board representative directors, nomination of election of at-large directors, diversity requirements.
Diversity.
Yeah. That's included in number 2.
That's included in number 2. Minor or less, or longer. Well, see that? Okay, alright.
Okay, we'll just put it on the side.
Yeah, okay. So
number 2.
I would suggest putting 3 before 2.
Diversity requirements.
Well, let's do that. So let's get the items in. Let's put the order.
Just put it this way. Okay?
Okay.
The other part will be outreach. Staff, raise the staff to be a national board, whatever its title, whatever.
Staff on national board.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, is Valerie here? Says she wants to introduce him.
Okay, yeah. There was another.
Where is he?
There's another.
Can somebody get Valerie?
Out.
And Rojas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Together.
Go ahead.
The liaison issue, liaison between and among the labs between now and when we reach some final election plan. That was an agenda item.
Say that again.
The liaison between, for instance, each lab is now going through this thing. They will presumably meet more than once, but they're meeting on the various issues. Issues that we have that may be complementary, may be in addition to, or may be different from, those discussions have to take place.
A lab rep,
and I'm just proposing, without having without having that issue discussed now, I'm proposing that that be a part of the agenda.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't mind to include that. If we can describe what's the role of the liaison.
I guess we will.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
I want to add something to the agenda, I want to put on the agenda the discussions of the D.C. Lab meeting that took place in Washington, D.C. I want that discussed.
When? Which one? You want to review the last board meeting?
Yes. And the last board meeting and the discussion that took place among the local labs in Washington, D.C.
So what is it that you want?
I want to discuss the national board meeting that took place 2 weeks ago and the discussion of the lab meeting that took place in Washington.
You want a discussion? What
is an outgrowth
report on D.C.
from the national board.
You're talking about a report on D.C.?
Yes.
Why don't you put that in and have...
I think it's clear what she says.
I don't think it's clear.
You don't think it's clear?
No.
It's not really clear or it's not. The thing is that this agenda is getting like a really out of proportion.
All right, let me see if I can...
Can I just sit here? I mean, if the lab decides to include that, you're talking about discussion, talking about report. We need to be clear on that because otherwise we wouldn't even... It's going to be 7:30, and if we include a discussion, that means in terms of the time that we will have for all of those items, I don't know if they're going to be realistic for us to accomplish and make some progress on those items.
I want a discussion. This put on the agenda discussion of the last national board meeting. Okay. Requesting that be put on this agenda.
Okay, can I ask, is there a time limit as a discussion?
But I'm requesting now the board.
Okay, Mary, why? Maybe
because I was concerned about some of the things that took place at the national board meeting last 2 weeks ago, and I want a discussion about that meeting.
The things that you're concerned about.
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't we have a report and then you have a few minutes to express your concern and then we leave it this way.
Okay.
You
can discuss your concerns, Mary.
Now?
No, yes. We're going to make it an agenda item for you to
discuss.
That's
what I said. Put it on the agenda.
Okay.
Clear.
Okay, report on this thing. Same question. Okay, this is the... we're going to have a few minutes to introduce...
Is Valeria?
Yeah. Just give it a... Okay. Let me read it to you a little bit. We're going to include...
That's it, right?
No, that's it.
That's it.
I don't know how far we're going to go, but let's see. This is what I'm going to be. An introduction by Leslie, by Valerie to the to the future general manager of WBI. And then a report on D.C., and then number a local station board, the thing that I mentioned before. So
okay,
that everybody more or less got that. So who second the agenda?
I do.
Okay. People who agree that we pass this agenda, raise their hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why are you voting, guys?
Yeah, we voted. Yeah, I'm gonna vote. I'm not.
Oh,
I'm not.
Okay, 5, 6, 7. Abstention. Opposition. I'm sorry. 1 opposed. Abstention. Ray, are you?
Okay. I voted for it.
Oh, you did. Okay. So, 7 in favor, 1 abstention. Okay, it's back. So.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good to see all of you again. This is the real transition that's happening here, and Donna started working with us as of Monday, yesterday. We will work through the holidays, and I will leave here January 1st, and Donna will officially take over January 1st, 2003. I know you've gone through just an enormous number of weeks, months, and meetings to arrive at this decision, but I think it is the best decision in terms of helping WBAI that could have been made. I met Don back in the 1970s around the peace and justice, anti-war, and anti-racism movement, around Caribbean issues, around issues around apartheid. So he was always in the movement. When I came to BAI in 1978, he was on our air many times. I met him again in Grenada 6 months before the U.S. invasion of that country when we were doing reporting there and we were at a conference there. I met him again in Eastern Europe when I was traveling and reporting on the Soviet Union, Czechoslovakia, all of the Eastern countries. And Don was part of a group of the International Organization of Journalists, and I was a member too. So I've known Don for many, many years as a man of religion, a man of integrity, and a man who has been in the peace and justice movement for decades and will be a tremendous addition, I believe, to the work and the vision for WBAI for the future. So it is more than a pleasure and more than a privilege to introduce Don Rojas, who will be the new general manager of WBAI come January 1st.
Yay! Very well.
Mr. Valerie. Sisters and brothers, I appreciate your warm welcome, and I appreciate all of you who supported my candidacy for this very important task that I'm about to undertake. I look forward to working very closely with the local advisory board in the weeks and months ahead. I want us to forge a collaborative relationship of the closest possible order. I've got some ideas that I'd like to share with you when we meet again, hopefully in January. Because I view the role of the LAB moving forward after you have resolved your discussions around the bylaws, the role for the LAB moving forward is going to be absolutely critical to the growth and expansion of WBAI. In the months and years ahead. So I will be looking forward to joining you in a few weeks. I wish you a productive meeting this evening.
Thank you.
Wish for your prayers.
Please. Pray.
I want to invite all of you to come tomorrow if you can at noon, and I'll be meeting with the entire staff, and I hope that at that time I will have an opportunity to lay out my vision, my style, and my hopes and dreams and aspirations.
Can I suggest that we approve the minutes of the November meeting?
Did everybody read the minutes?
I hear we don't have minutes, we have notes.
No, we have minutes.
Look, we're talking about the November.
So,
how does that tie into what I just the motion?
The minutes are for November 5th.
There was no second on it. Just
no, it was the second. He seconded it. He seconded
it. Oh.
Say that.
Should he mind him?
Yeah. So everybody got the November 5th minutes?
Yes, part of the packages.
Just saying.
Is it labeled November 5th minutes?
Minutes of WBAI.
Tuesday, November 5th. Got it.
Why don't give it some time? I mean, every time the people had a chance to take a look, but the only thing is would be that, and the most important one I think is in terms of the straw poll that was taken back on November 5th.
And I sent this out by email on Saturday, so people should have had a chance to read it.
Yep. Well.
Okay, can the people just take a look and then we go back and revisit this item for the minute? Okay?
And okay, something else? Maybe this is a good present for Valerie, but it's really a present for everyone. These are the minutes.
Oh, pressure.
Right, come back.
You can bound them in
bound
them.
And
she'll love that.
Lock them up.
Over 30 of them. And I'm giving them as a gift to the listeners, staff, management.
Right. Is that a first medal?
Okay. Give it to her. On behalf of the lab.
Thank you.
Okay, can the people take a look and then we revisit the minutes thing? Because otherwise, just that we can continue with this and then we just take a look when people are ready. We vote on that. If any thing that people are not agreed on the minutes, just to point it out and then we. All right, so let's go to DC report. Leslie.
Well,
then we're going to have some questions. Go ahead. No, we will give about the lab meeting. Okay.
We have to accept the minutes, don't we?
Yeah, but what I'm going to do, we're going to try to give it a few minutes and then we're going back to the minutes. That if the people have any objections to the minutes. Okay.
Right. Please do read the minutes while speaking. Yeah. I thought I was asked to, just to be clear, to give a little overview of what happened at the meeting of the interim board. And then someone else had to do the other part, but at the meeting of the lab president. Do you remember that?
That's fine.
That's what was asked for, a report from the board meeting and the other meeting.
No.
That's the
answer. Yeah, but do you have any problems, Leslie, doing a report?
Well, I thought, am I going to give a report?
Well, I will give the
and
report.
And I was there.
Just to try and
well,
see.
Let me just say that, for the about 3.5 years that I've been on the national board, when I've been able to attend these meetings, I have and have tried to give updates about what's going on. If people don't want that, I didn't come in order to do that. I came to just hear and see and, get resources.
The question was asked, who asked you to give a report?
I did.
I didn't know that. That was simple.
Was that
question.
On the agenda?
Well, that wasn't clear. That,
because that's not on the agenda.
I thought we mentioned report on DC because of...
No. No. But you assumed that.
I'm not assuming anything. So is that any problem that Leslie give a report on
this? If she gives a report, then we're going to have to follow with another report on other observations at that time.
Whatever you
have
to say.
This is a lovely thing. All knowledge of everything. I'm just going to give you the major things that were discussed at the last national meeting, which was a regular, part of the regularly scheduled meeting for this year. It was not a special meeting, as it happened 2 weeks earlier, and then about 6 weeks before that, or a month before that. Those special meetings were just focused on bylaws issues. So at the national board meeting, there were many items on the agenda. I just want to briefly mention five. One was budget issues. At the September interim national board meeting, the fiscal year 2003 budget had been approved, but with a proviso or an understanding that we see an adjusted budget at this last meeting. We did get those adjusted budgets, but unfortunately we didn't get them until the night before, so people again didn't have time to do a thorough reading of them. You know, that is them, when I say them, I mean each of the five stations, the archives, and the national office, and then the overall consolidated budget. So the only part of the budget that we really had any, anything approaching an in-depth discussion of was the national office budget. There was a problem, because again, I don't have it right in front of me, but my recollection is there was a projection of something like a $400,000 deficit in this year. So we discussed the need to really, especially during this period of fiscal difficulty in the organization, to seek balanced budgets. So more work is being done on the budget, and we are supposed to be getting a revised budget by January 15th, and I'm assuming what will happen is that there will be a conference call meeting of the board to look at the budget again and, you know, make any adjustments and pass the budget. So that was one issue. There was a very thorough report given to the board done by Ursula Rudenberg, who had done over a two and a half month period a survey of affiliates. I don't know if that's posted yet on the website, on the Pacifica website. It's going to be, if it hasn't been yet. And people should take a look at it. It was a very thorough, you know, five or six page report on calls that she had made, conversations she had with all the affiliates, some of whom have reaffiliated, some of whom haven't. And obviously we need to do a lot more work in terms of strengthening that whole program. There was a brief report from the archives, mostly focusing on the very successful day of national programming in mid-November, and the need to keep raising more money in order to really do the work of preserving and restoring those archives, and also expanding the whole project. The fourth thing I just want to mention briefly is that each of the stations gave reports, the station managers, the lab chairs, and then community comment. Fortunately, some of those reports, because it was on Sunday, some of the stations didn't get as much time as the other stations, and so it was a little, not balanced. But that is obviously a very important part of these meetings, is hearing directly from the stations. And then this part of the meeting, the major fifth item I wanted to call attention to, is the bylaws. Most importantly, one very important thing, is that we agreed that we are going to seek an extension from the judge. And because there was unanimous agreement on the board to do this, the people who were there, the judge, we are assuming, will not have a problem with that. If there were differences within the board, that might be more problematic. But going to him as a unified board, that is our belief that that will happen, and we're seeking an extension to the end of June. And if we can get through this whole process, the adoption of bylaws and then the election process of the local station boards and the creation of a new national board, if we can do all that before the end of June, that's great. But that's the outside date that we want to do this through. With that timeline in mind, we agreed to have another special meeting, and these meetings are, costly. Time and energy consuming. But we do another meeting the weekend of January 31st, February 1st, February 2nd in LA, focusing on the bylaws. Although our hope is that by that meeting we will be able to actually vote on the bylaws. So that will not take a full weekend of discussion. If we're at the point ready to actually vote on bylaws, that probably there will be other agenda items as well. People all gather in LA, we might as well take advantage of that. To get to that point of actually voting on the bylaws, what we have, the one major issue that is still left, or is clustered issues, are the ones before you now. And since the labs, at least three out of five of the labs need to agree on these set of issues, the plan is that, and to have each of the labs meet and discuss and then figure out amongst themselves where there's agreement, where they want to, you know, compromise or change things or, you know, whatever the package is that at least three out of five labs can agree on. We have asked for feedback from the labs by January 5th. So that can be incorporated into a whole set of bylaws that are being, you know, pulled together right now to run by a lawyer. Everything needs to be run by a lawyer before we vote on it. So anyway, it's kind of tight timeline because this process has been going on since last March. And now we're in a little bit of a crunch to try and wrap it up, pull it all together. So the hope is to get the feedback from the labs by the 5th, in order to have enough time to incorporate that into the bylaws, have a lawyer look it all over, send it out to the board at least 10 days, according to the bylaws that we now work under, to vote on bylaws, the members of the interim board need to have the document in front of them at least 10 days before. So that's why the January 5th deadline was put out. So that's my overview about what happened at the national meeting.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Okay. Yeah. In the course of the IPNB meetings, there was a meeting of the labs that took place to discuss the issue of the bylaws, etc. Preceding that had been what I call a charge by Leslie to the labs to began to discuss and reach agreement on bylaw issues. In the course of making that charge, I personally was upset and disappointed in, you know, how Leslie used the chair, her position as the chairperson. I felt that the charge, which was that the local advisory boards in Houston, the Bay Area, and in Los Angeles, that they should, in fact, since they had some relative consensus, in her words, I'm paraphrasing, but the point that I understood her to make was that the WPFW and BAI labs had actually voted for totally different models for the election process, that the there was not a critical need for those two labs to participate in the process. And the charge that I heard initially was that they could get involved, that is BAI and PFW, but she was really calling for the other three labs to work it out. And there were attempts by a few lab members from New York, Marion and I, as well as some listeners, to raise some questions about that charge or directive to the labs. And no one was recognized. And I felt that not only was that, you know, misuse of the chair, but it was also not the appropriate charge at that time, and it kind of undermined, in my view, the process. Specifically, my understanding of the responsibility of each lab is that we reach consensus and at least a 3 out of 5 majority on these issues. For the chair to more or less direct labs who, in her view, had reached some sort of an agreement to ignore, if necessary, the other labs who had come through their own processes to some final determination of a model that they supported that was different, is what I think, in essence, happened. Now, I may not have the words exact, but basically it was clear that BAI and PFW were not to be treated seriously in the course of the discussion. And in fact, as I heard the initial charge, I went up to Miguel, who was the chairperson, and because part of it was that not only should those three labs meet, in my view, but that all the labs should discuss the issues and see if we could arrive at consensus. Now, I spoke to Miguel and asked that he make that point that it wasn't a meeting of three labs, but it should be a meeting of all the labs, regardless of what, you know, had come from the floor. And I think that Miguel at some level made that statement. However, at the end, it was then stated that there should be that there would be a meeting of the lab chairs. And so that was not what was proposed. Miguel himself had acknowledged that he had voted on the question of the election model differently from the majority of the lab, and that the labs ought to be represented in terms of those points of view and the issues. But more importantly, the meeting at that point of the labs wasn't a meeting that should be of lab chairs, but of the people who had made the effort to come there, who had points of view to contribute. And the significance of all of this, to me, is severalfold. One is that I really rely on a principled way of chairing the meetings as a way of getting through this work, and I attempt to do that when I'm in a position to do that. Secondarily, when I arrived at the meeting as one of the members from WBAI to participate, in fact, there were only two of us, Miguel and I, that for the first several minutes of the meeting, before I said one word, there was a whole antagonistic dynamic in the meeting from other labs in which people used terms like being beat over the head and all of that. And I felt that that was not, just by happenstance that there had been, you know, a direct correlation between the kinds of discussions that had taken place at the board meeting prior to that, and perhaps there had been other discussions. I really don't know. But there seemed to be a mandate that what we were supposed to do was to do A, B, C, and D, which had been directed by Leslie. And that's the part of why I said that's the second problem. To me, the labs have an independent responsibility to come to agreement, consensus, or at least majority as the settlement document, as I read the settlement documents. And we really don't need any one or the entire IPNB to tell us how to think and how to formulate. If there's a directive that we need to reach consensus within a certain time frame, that seems to be reasonable. If individuals who happen to be on the board have opinions about how that should happen, fine. You know, take your best shot in proposing that to people. But as the chair, I think it's really was the responsibility and still is of the labs to discuss each of the issues. And so for the first several minutes, maybe the first 10 minutes of the meeting, after, you know, just, you know, several attacks from out of, you know, wherever they came from, before I even opened my mouth as a WBAI representative, I listened to, you know, certain things. And when I finally had an opportunity to speak, I said some of the things that I've just said, and I also entered into a discussion in which I challenged the other labs to discuss the issues that they feel are at hand. And I'd like to know what issues there is consensus on and what issues there are not. And within that context, there were several items that were discussed, some of which we've gone through. Miguel has mentioned the issue of outreach, the issue of the number of people on the staff. Yeah, there was an extremely important diversity discussion in which many of you in this room who take similar and different views might be interested in, which lab members from D.C., from the Bay Area, and from L.A. expressed support that there should be constituent representation or inclusion of consideration in the representation for people such as Muslim or Arab community, youth, for various communities of color specific, and as they pertain to their demographics. For instance, in LA, they felt that 60%, as many of you know, is the percentage at a minimum that they wanted to strive for women and communities of color. But specifically, they felt that within those broad parameters of communities of color, that at least in relationship to demographics, people should be included from the Asian Pacific Island community, as well as the Latino and other communities. The point being that there was more room for discussion than was suggested or implied, and that some of the other lab members really gave us an opportunity to reach common ground on. So I felt that there was a real flaw in the transition from the IPMB to the labs, and I wanted to express that concern very clearly and very directly. I don't think it's the first time that decisions have been made at various points that really did not reflect an appropriate use of authority. I think that at various points, including when we in WBAI, maybe we're viewed as some sort of maverick, when we proposed that Miguel Maldonado be a representative to the IPNB. And Miguel was ignored as that rep, and there were various reasons given. We attempted to communicate and discuss it, but we were unsuccessful. And there are various issues that I won't, you know, belabor now. But I felt that from this point on, we at WBAI were operating at a disadvantage in terms of the local advisory board's ability to have input and what I think is meaningful input, and that we hopefully in the discussions that Leslie mentioned that January 5th is the point in which the labs will be contacted to find out what their points of view are with respect to the whole bylaws issue. What we believe needs to happen is that we go through the various issues between now and then, and that we communicate with one another, meaning the other labs as well. We don't feel that we should be ostracized or that we can't make contributions to the permanent document. And if that is in any way impeded because of directives or implications, we feel that that does not contribute. One of the reasons that I've taken this much time on it is because I don't really feel that people understood when, you know, some people asked me, was I on the radio? And I said, no. I said, why would you say that? Well, I heard your name. My contribution to being on the radio was basically that I was raising my hand to ask if I could have an opportunity to just mention to the group that the meeting of the labs would not just be a meeting of the lab heads, but of the entire labs. And I wasn't recognized. I don't believe that my practice or that there's any history that would have allowed for me to be ignored when at other points in that same meeting, all kinds of diversions and digressions occurred and people were recognized.
Leslie, you want to?
Yeah. I
then
like
I would add something to the report.
I'll be really quick if I might. You know, the claim or the charge that I do the chair is not a new one. I know several times during these bylaws meetings, I was roundly criticized for letting the constituency model and the hybrid model folks have the floor and take time. I was criticized from people who opposed that for abusing the chair and opening up space for that presentation to happen, especially in Houston. So I'm not surprised by this, but I am concerned because I think the presentation by Anthony, well, let me put it this way. My recollection of it is different than yours. We'd have to listen to the tape to see exactly who was right here, but my recollection is that based on the reports from the five lab chairs, or one vice chair, the LA lab chair couldn't be there, so vice chair, that lab was there. There was a sense, or it was clearly articulated that three of the five labs were leaning in one direction and moving in one direction. Based on that, my charge to the labs, what I asked the labs to do, was to use that That is the KPFA model with some of the variations coming out of LA, coming out of Houston, as the baseline for discussion. And that if the PFW lab and the PAI lab could agree to start with that as the baseline of discussion, since 3 out of 5 of the labs needed to agree, then that was what I was encouraging. In terms of the nature of the meeting, it was, and I'm sorry, I don't remember now, it was either the Houston lab chair or the Berkeley lab chair who got up and said, made the suggestion that that there be a meeting during the weekend when we broke that evening, Saturday. And that seemed great, that people from the labs wanted to meet. It was their meeting to convene. I had no idea if they were thinking about just lab chairs, lab members, other people from the listening areas. It was their meeting to decide who would come to it. So that's all I want to say.
Let me give you guys some of them. Okay, you want it?
Yes.
Is this the item you have on
the agenda? Yes, no. This is the item. Anthony opened it up, and he said, expressed many of my concerns about that meeting in Washington. I think that I felt, Leslie, that there was an attempt to keep Fred from speaking and also keep me from speaking. Because I have to very... I'm just saying, that's what I thought. And I resented it. And I left that meeting. And I wanted to raise it here, and I was going to bring it up here in this board meeting, that I felt the meeting was extremely manipulated, that meeting. I really think the meeting was unmanipulative. And you charge the 3 labs, Berkeley, Los Angeles, and Houston, and that Houston lab is the most unrepresentative lab I've seen in a long time. I mean, what I think. I'm just telling you my feelings about that lab. And I resented you trying to stop me from speaking and also keeping Fred from speaking. And because what I wanted to talk about was to give us some room so that we at least can come out of that thing with agreement on some of the issues that WBAA, I had, in this station area. We are a unique station area. We're not Berkeley, we're not Los Angeles, and Lord God help, we're not Texas.
We're New York.
We're New York. Right.
Where we come off like
now, I felt that you did not give us the opportunity to speak. And I was going to raise it in this lab meeting. I'm saying what I'm putting it on the table. I thought you were extremely manipulative, and I'm not the only one that felt that way.
Okay.
Can I have a chance to ask a question or
sure.
anything, or to
so
say
what's
anything?
Ask your question. Yeah, ask your question.
Okay. Leslie, this is a concern that I have in terms of where we are as an organization, and I just want to ask you for the record. Under the current bylaws, are there A, numbers of individuals who are supposed to be in each lab? B, are there any diversity requirements in those labs? And C, are the labs, what labs are in or out of compliance with those diversity and number guidelines? For instance,
our number guidelines.
For instance,
and I think the diversity guideline is at least 50% of people of color. I don't think that the diversity guidelines are sharper than that.
Texas, is it 50%
you
people
know,
of color?
I don't recall right now. There are quite a number of people of color in that lab. I don't know what the numbers are. Sorry, I have to look that up.
How about Berkeley?
Berkeley, I believe, has
50%
people come up.
Yeah.
No, and LA?
LA, I think, has more than 50%.
More than the majority of people of color.
Yes.
And it's for Latinos.
Sorry. He has KPFK. I would say a part of the, I think that I could be agreed in part in terms of the labs getting together. I thought that the idea of getting all the labs together, the idea was good because it's still, even when the constituency model, and I say that in Washington, don't have all the elements to be similar to other models, still have a few elements there that were part of the other labs. And even, for instance, when you're talking about grandparenting, I thought was there as well as the other issues. And that's what I thought was that maybe we have a chance to bring some additional support since we were just basically making different kind of different items that we may make a contribution into the lab meeting. But I recognize that some of those labs are very close. And I think that may be easier for some people to work it out, some kind of deal in terms of the percentage, for instance. And I mentioned that in the lab meeting in Washington, D.C., for instance, the fact that KPFK was asking for 60% diversity requirement when somebody was asking for 50%. I think it's a matter of playing game with the numbers. So, and to me, it was like, okay, how are we going to play with this? One of the feelings that I have in there was that somehow the approach that we've been using in New York, we've been basically been out of the loop in the sense that they three labs and getting in one direction and we're trying to go another direction. Even when we were so clearly like some of those models were just getting behind and not going to make it. So my idea, it still is my idea, and I will ask the lab to consider it, to see what the dynamic that is going on. I don't want to come here and accuse any lab to be a racist lab or anything like that when it will make a difference at this point. I think that we are too far in this game. People made their mind up how what way they're going to go, but it's still there is some room that we can maybe playing game with some of those iron and get something that could be important for all. Now, if the idea is that we think that we can use our philosophy and trying to convince other people that this is the right way to go instead of see the dynamic that's going on, where the people stand, and if they are willing to support this, if you support that, and I would push to support that kind of game right now because that's what we are. Most of those labs already stand firm in the issue what they believe. For instance, they even issue that they left on the air. For instance, KPFA doesn't care if the grandparenting going one way or another, because they left that for some negotiation. But at this point, for us to go there and convince them, they can go either way. So that's the attitude they've been taking. So we should take a look at that and see how we can maneuver with that. And the last thing in terms of the Washington lab, which is they're not clear on different issues. And at this point, I don't know if they come out with a grandparenting for some of the members that they don't want to pass that. So I think that to me, that's the way that I would look at it instead of still trying to accuse people for whatever reason that I don't share that thinking with some of the people here. And I don't think that it would take anybody anywhere and trying to accuse people and say, no, they are this and that. I wouldn't buy that, and I would suggest that we start changing a little bit the language. Now, if the people want to go there, we're accusing the people, instead of trying to see what we could be agreed on and even get some support from those people, I think that's the wrong approach here. And I will just finally, I would say that in general, I think that I feel a little bit uncomfortable when Leslie let Valera, for instance, talk for almost 30 minutes, and the constituency matter brought people there and took probably 40 minutes explaining. But I didn't say no, I didn't beat on Leslie. I mean, I thought it was not fair, but still. I mean, I don't want to just beat on people for because this process has been very difficult, and we need to put an end to this process sooner or later. So we got to January 5th to come out with some ideas. So let's see what happens.
That's what I was saying. Miguel.
Sure.
As the labs ever gotten together, or even the chairs, there's supposed to be a council of chairs. I don't know if it's still active because I've never gotten any report back from you.
When we
from
met
the
him
council
in
of chairs.
That's the report that you're getting.
Oh, this is from the Council of Chairs and telephone conferences. I just want to ask you the question. Has the labs gotten together yet to discuss the bylaws outside of the meeting that was called for by Leslie in D.C., which
I
said call for.
I didn't call for
it. It was a national board.
Let me just ask the question.
As the labs gotten together yet to discuss the
all the labs already made their decision in terms of the different items that we're supposed to discuss tonight.
Have the labs gotten together?
Yes, they had a meeting in DC, but this is the answer to that question. We attend to see to explore the situation with different labs, what's going on in different areas. Okay,
but is referring specifically to the council in the meeting of lab chairs? I don't think that has happened.
But it happened in D.C.
Anthony was there.
And then there was the conference call that we're trying to get some report and what the lab position were. For instance, and I said, look, the WBI vote is to support the rise of the staff to vote, to be an answer on board. So that was the report that the people can see where everybody stands, and then we take it from there. Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't finalize our thought in some of those items right here. So the problem, like the diversity requirement, for instance, the 50% that is basically supported by three labs. Okay, so that's the kind of thing that we need to take a look and see how we're going to take those issues.
And then you're going to meet with the other labs.
Well, and then we're going to decide what the labs stand. Okay. There is room for some negotiation.
Okay,
that's what it is.